The plesiosaur, a giant marine reptile that thrived 150 million years ago during the Triassic period, measured around 8 meters long and was one of the few colossal sea predators of its time, the undisputed ruler of the ancient oceans. Though classified as a reptile, it spent its entire life in the vast seas. Sea turtles of the Triassic period looked remarkably similar to their modern descendants, making them a common meal for marine hunters. And right now, a group of these turtles was migrating toward a nearby beach to lay their eggs, completely unaware that a stealthy predator was stalking them from behind. As the distance closed, the starving plesiosaur surged forward, accelerating toward the unsuspecting turtles. The turtle herd, still oblivious, had no idea danger was approaching. Despite its massive size, the plesiosaur had a surprisingly small appetite. It only needed to catch one turtle to satisfy its hunger. But the turtles had their own survival strategy: sheer numbers. Their overwhelming population ensured that at least some would survive. All they had to do was reach their birth beach, lay their eggs, and let the hatchlings instinctively scramble toward the ocean, the only place they'd be safe. Yet whenever these vulnerable hatchlings gathered in large numbers, predators took notice. Pterosaurs, the sky tyrants of this era, ruled the heavens long before modern birds existed. For the baby turtles to survive, they had to reach the water as fast as possible. This little hatchling's only hope was that the pterosaurs would target other turtles instead, while it frantically crawled toward the waves. Once in the sea, it would be safe from pterosaurs for decades. But sometimes, fate played cruel tricks. A group of hatchlings, barely touching the water, were snatched up by swooping pterosaurs. Now this lone survivor had to push deeper into the ocean to avoid the same fate. Once it reached deeper waters, the pterosaurs could no longer reach it. And though sea turtles were small and vulnerable, they endured, surviving for hundreds of millions of years. Meanwhile, the mighty plesiosaurs and pterosaurs would eventually vanish into extinction.